Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are taking a look at the issue for the week of September 26th, 2011. It's the conclusion of the ICIS Top 100 Chemical Company Analysis, where we reveal the ICIS Company of the Year. For 2010, the top spot goes to Chevron Phillips Chemical. The petrochemical joint venture between U.S. oil majors Chevron and ConocoPhillips garnered top accolades based on the company's superb financial performance. ConocoPhillips Chemical generated most of its $11.2 billion of external sales in North America, with almost $1 billion from plants in Belgium. It was the 32nd largest chemical company by sales in 2010 in the latest ICIS Top 100 Chemical Companies listing, having moved up from 36th place in 2009. Chevron Phillips Chemical was able to lift sales by a third in 2010. Its operating and net profits more than doubled. In addition to the overview of Chevron Phillips Chemical, the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business has an exclusive interview with the company's CEO, Peter Sella. He calls Chevron Phillips Chemical's story quite a stunning story of progress and achievement over the last decade that we are quite proud of. Then we have a special feature focusing on financing. It's turning from hot to cold. The turmoil in worldwide financial markets is putting a damper on chemical debt financing. Also, the IPO market is stalling on weakness in the equity market. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Because also in this issue, economists are clashing over the macroeconomic outlook. An economist at the American Chemistry Council raised the probability of a recession in the U.S. to 50%, while the chief economist of U.S.-based PNC Financial Services Group said such a downturn is unlikely. Then, in our regular markets column, Asia PVC prices spiraled down on economic uncertainty. Prices continue to fall, driven by macroeconomic woes and persistently weak demand. Meanwhile, European fatty alcohols producers are fearful over their pricing prospects for the remainder of 2011 as a result of cheaper mid-cut materials on offer from producers in the Asia-Pacific region. Then, naphtha in Europe is expected to tighten as refiners reduce output. The excess of European naphtha supplies has been largely cleared, with at least two cargoes being booked to the Asia-Pacific region because of limited exports from India. There are expectations that the market will tighten, as many European refineries have cut runs because of poor refinery margins. Naphtha-rich crudes are trading close to record-high premiums. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business, the most comprehensive source of news and information about the chemical industry. Pick up your copy today. Thanks for listening, and good night.